Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this. What are demons even all about? What do they do and how do they oppose us? How do you notice them even in your church services? You know, how do you see these even in your own services? How do they operate? And how do they alter preachings and teachings these days? These are spirits of malignancy contending with the saints. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly realms. These are those spirits. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 speaks about the lawless one who comes with this. Listen to this. It says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan. You know, so they work into lawlessness according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. They operate even amongst. I saw some sangomas also talking to these guys who are prominent on social networks about talking about Jesus Christ. And hey, you can tell that there is going to be a merging, you know, a union of a sort. Anyway, let me not get there. Now, when you look into Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14, says, inasmuch as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. And these spirits, they work works of death. Because their domain, Al-Shatan, works that. Malak.
Malak, to the Kalamukha. Ne ke kopa gore ga ka dumedisa professor Bui Elia le baretsi ba rona ba bantse the family of president
greeting.
Yeah, so yeah, thank you so much. Malak, where do I start? To that, we're talking about demons and what they are. So professor has already touched and laid a beautiful intro as always, and saka fela ke go tafela on the red carpet that has been laid, that demons are unclean and they are a disembodied spirits.
Yeah.
And we need to know that they are not fallen messengers like Shatan and his messengers, but they are spirits of the dead Nephilims.
Yeah.
So, which means it's from the offsprings of the union between the sons of the fallen messengers and the daughter of men. When we read the scripture in the book of Enoch, chapter number 15 from verse 8, and now the giants who are produced from the spirit and flesh shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their being.
And on the earth shall be their
shall be their dwelling. Sorry,
yes,
dwelling.
Yes.
I just started with Dimuka number 7.
Please.
Therefore, I have appointed wives for you as the spiritual ones of the heavens in the heavens is, and the heavens is their dwelling. And now the giants are produced from the spirit and flesh. So now, number 9 here, evil spirits then have proceeded from their bodies because they are born from men and from the watchers. Well, it was their beginning and their primary origins that they shall be evil spirits on earth, and the evil spirits they shall be called. So that is where it all with them. That is where it all begins. So
yeah.
I think the book of Enoch is helping us. So which means then, after the flood, their bodies died, but their spirits remained, and they wandered around the earth, seeking a dwelling in a flesh. We need to be able to understand, Huri, the demons are a spirit.
Yeah.
And this spirit, for it to function, it needs a body.
Absolutely.
And that is where you and me comes into the picture.
Mm.
Because then, there is one to push an agenda. But so on, because a spirit, influence. So they look for an opportunity.
Mm.
And they use that opportunity when a door is opened.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they now come in and they dwell in us. And then from there, then they start to do the work.
Mm.
So we need to understand that we call them demons. In Hebrew, they call them shad or shadar, which means struggle.
Mm.
So which means they bring oppression, they possess. We'll look at the scriptures. They deceive and they roam and they return.
Mm.
This is why how these two, they may be casted out, they come back and they check.
Yeah.
You remember that scripture?
Yes.
So earlier on you spoke, you made a good example about sunglasses.
Mm.
Now, we need to look at Genesis chapter number 1:26.
Mm.
Because it says, let us make men in our image and likeness. So, which means creation, when creation happened, man was supposed to have the image of Abayahua.
Yeah.
But the demons, their job is to change us from having the image of Abayahua into an image that is different.
Yeah.
So now, ha motho a tla, o bile bona ga motho a tsentse maske, le ga e le tšhomi ya gago, but o sa lebelela, o sa ikeme, o kore o se aware, and then it's easy gore a go tshose because it's not something that the look that you would be expecting.
Mm.
So now, it's like they bring that countenance in us. So we no longer are the same. Abayahua, now, if we can just relate to say, he comes to the garden and he finds Adam not in a way that he's left him. So it's like a similar thing that now they sort of like move us, change our behaviors. You know, we nobody is born a murderer.
Mm.
Nobody... when they are born, they hate and everything. So you can just see well, now all these things are because of these things that when we come on earth, then they start to infest us because their doors have been opened.
Yeah.
Mm. So that is why now they want to change us from the image. Now, the word Shada, it means a shadow. How Samaya? Huna le your shadow. Motu buhaha when Khalifa Zitri. So you can imagine now that they are always skim, but hagis hageboon. Why what? And what I've heard is that Khadi Samaya, they pull back. That is why Motu Asa Solimolizing, because it's like you look at your life and you're not prospering.
Mm.
Nothing is making sense.
Yeah.
Because they go opposite. You're supposed to go forward. They're pulling you. Now imagine Uruatamaya. But there's somebody who's pulling you backwards.
Mm.
So you make 3 steps forward and then they pull you back 4 steps. You know, who end up only stagnant. That is what they do. That is what they bring to us. So now we are supposed to be in the image of Abayahua, in the likeness of Abayahua. But now the shadow Erisamang Leon is the one that is oppressing us, that is giving us a different look. That is why sometimes someone to, I think Morate or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's those kind of things. Mm. So now these are the things that we need to understand. Maybe we could look at the scripture, Matthew chapter 8, verse 28, which says, right, Matthew 8:28, when they arrived at the other side in the region of Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men, you see, they possessed.
Mm.
Two demon-possessed men coming out of the tomb met him. They were so violent. They were not born like that. But now, suddenly, they become so violent, and none of them could pass that, and no one could pass that way.
Mm.
Why was? Because it was so. So now, Yahusha went that way, and they say, "What do you want, Banas Yahuwah?" They shouted. Have you come here to torture? Before the appointed time?
For we know who you are.
Uh-huh. And then, long story short, he charged them to Kodikulube.
Yeah.
But Kulube ga jekubar neo, tele tele tele, matimona tele Kodikulube. Dikulube tele 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 tele. So this is the oppression. This is the struggle that they bring. And it's like a person is possessed. It's like it's not you.
Mm.
It's like you hallucinating or you're in drugs. So these things, they are the ones that are speaking. Notice something. A person can, I know, have a mood. Also, another black. Then, about have a mood. Or a tune mood. And then half is, wasia. Because now it's like, what have I done? It's like now they come to their senses now. But when they went. But after that, it's like, so now a person starts to realize, oh, man, there was just something that has possessed the person. So when we look at Deuteronomy chapter number 30, Abayahu reminds us of the two parts.
Mm.
So during creation, I wanted to bring in Psalm 119. And Psalm 119, it is in Psalm 119 from verse 81 to 88.
Mm.
It is the time when creation is set up. This letter is known as the tree in the middle of the garden, and it is the tree of knowledge and good, the letter Kaf. So now, creation, when it happens, there are what you call it as atonyms. So there's light and darkness, good and evil. So, you know, cold and heat and everything. So it's a choice, because Kareba means lefoko. That now it's a scale whereby you get to choose. Like for these things, they come, they oppress, because we have opened a door.
Sure.
We put in where we're supposed to choose, and because now we're not choosing correctly. We're not following we're not obedient to the will. Then they come and they possess.
Sure.
Why what?
Yeah.
You speak of David and Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 9.
Mm.
Now in this, the false pen has played a role to say now. The spirit of killing Saul or of demons cannot come from Abayahua.
Mm.
And why I say that, Abayahua has anointed David. It can't be that then he's a house of confusion. He anoints this one and he tells this one, Molai, attempt to kill him.
Oh.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's confusion, yes. So, America, Lesoko Lahache, the grace, the protection, left Saul.
Mm.
And when it left Saul, because he said, now it means he's exposed, because the word of Abba Yahuwah is a protection, it's covering Kimullo and everything. So for us now to be able to defeat these things, it is for us to stay in prayer.
Mm.
It is for us to surround us with the word, because they cannot stand the word. Remember, you quoted Ephesians chapter number 6, that we wrestle we do not wrestle against flesh and blood,
yes,
but principalities and all that, right?
Mm.
Now, we cannot fight the things of the spirit really in the fleshly position.
Mm.
So now, the word that we release, the word is spirit. Mm. And the word of Abba Yahuwah itself, it has power. It is fire. We can look at Exodus 19, because that is why they ran away. They said to Masha, go and speak to him.
Mm.
Because they literally saw fire.
Mm.
Literally, when the commandments were written, it was fire that was writing. And that is why they said, no.
Mm.
Now, when we take this word, can you imagine now that this word is a sword, and now it is able to defeat these demons that may want to infest? So, meaning that is why we would pray for a person.
Yeah.
And then now, these things must leave. Now, I've prayed for people, and then, hey, I've never slept like this in so many years. I slept like it.
Yes.
So even when you dream of these things and you call the true name, whether it's whatever animal, whatever beast, and you call the name of Yahuwah and Yahusha, it starts to become weak and weak and weak, and eventually it disappears.
Absolutely. 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 Tuda. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Tell us what you feel about this. This is part one. We're talking about demons, what they are, and what they are all about, you know, what they stand for. And these days also, even in the churches, you see the manifestations of such. These acting, sowing tares. These are the tares. Instead of the seeds, they become tares. If you can look into Matthew 13, verses 38, it speaks about them. What are they all about? What have you seen? What have you heard? What have you learned with regards to this? What are the warnings and the teachings of the Father about demons? The thing is, many people wouldn't like to speak about this. And they keep it as a sort of a taboo. But it's important to talk about this so that they be known as to how they operate. Each and every time when you are in a war, you must know your enemy well, or to the highest of your knowledge. You must know your enemy and know how they attack, you know. And in this case, the evil one has an arsenal, and the originality of such, Barukia places it there. Now, talk to us. What do you feel about this? What do you feel about this topic? Do you think we should be talking about demons, or we should talk about blessings and cars and all those things and marriages and how people pay money to go and visit a pastor who prays for them to have husbands? Isn't that demonic? I just saw on a video somewhere in Midrand, someone woke up from a coffin and they gave him a plate of food. Man, they serve food in that church during the service. Hey, malak. And he was eating there, and he was eating. But I can tell you, that's a very bad actor. As a film producer myself, or a television producer, I can tell you, that's a very bad actor. Anyway, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Demons and their works, what they are all about, things to be careful about.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit GLNF for Christian radio that speaks to the heart. Listen online to Radio Pulpit's new gospel station in English and vernacular languages like Zulu, Setswana, and more. Visit radiopulpit.co.za or download the Radio Pulpit app and click on Radio Pulpit GLNF to live stream wherever you are.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, 657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. And then, of course, we are talking about demons, what these are even all about. And part one, this is it. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. And you can also send us a voice note there. Demons, what they do, man, they are all about destroying people's lives. These are known as evil spirits. That's where they are. Now, I spoke about how they basically break people's lives and instigate sinning under the devil. What comes to mind, Professor?
Thank you, my brother, for that question. I think we need to be aware. That's a starting point, that we're not saying here we need to worship demons and worship the devil, but to be aware of their existence so that we can be able to focus more on the power of God to defeat these spirits is more important, or is also important. We remember that in Revelation 12:9, the scripture says, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Mm.
So this gives us the enlightenment about their existence.
Mm.
It gives us the understanding about their operation, that they have come to deceive.
Mm.
So any form of deception, any form of lies, any form of mocking and the like that,
yeah,
we must know that it comes from all of these, the devil and Satan together with the spirits that he came to here with.
Mm.
So in other words, we as a people of God are not worshiping these when we are speaking about them and we are bringing enlightenment, but we are saying we as the children of God must be aware of this existence, and we must know what they've come to do and what they've come to achieve. Because if we are not going to have that knowledge, we will continue to do things and we will think we're still on the right track of the Lord, because we'll not even recognize how they speak. We won't recognize their operation even inside the house of God. Earlier on, when you were introducing the topic, you spoke of some of us would stand and speak, and our proclamation will see that they are being spoken from the source of the devil. They are being spoken from the demonic realm, because they are not glorifying the Father. They are not saying anything about the Father. They are just self-gratifying the speaker or whoever is saying whatever is saying. So we begin to know that the source there is not the Father. There is now an influence of the devil, even inside the house of God. There is also the operation of the Antichrist inside the house of God, when people begin to speak things that are not glorifying the Lord, that are not bringing salvation and bringing grace to the hearer. So these are the things that we as the people of God must know, that these things exist, and we must be able to deal with them inside the house of God. We cannot just say, let's only focus on one area. So because the enemy will come in, you spoke of the enemy coming to sow in the tares. Remember, in this scripture, what was happening? The garden was regarded as a clean garden. But when the night came, while men slept, and in verse 25 of Matthew 13, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away. So it means we might be thinking we are still in the same garden together with the people we are with, and little do we know that the enemy has come and sowed tares amongst us, sowed tares in the church, sowed the influence, sowed these spirits inside the church. And how are we going to see that tares have been sown? We will be seeing by some of the actions, by some of the speeches, by some of the behaviors that begin to happen inside the house of God. So we must know that these spirits have a subtle way of coming in. Sometimes they are not loud when they come to our lives. They come as a sweet speaking, come as the deceit that we will welcome, come as things that we desire, some of the glamour and the kind of the heart that we portray because of what we want, end up opening the door to the enemy, and the enemy come and sow these tears because he knows that you want these things, you desire whatever that the enemy will give you. Look at the example of Yahusha while he was in the wilderness. The enemy comes in and parades that which he needed the most at that time. He was hungry, and he was giving and making a way for him to satisfy his hunger. And he comes with a plan and gives him an idea. This is what you can do. And this is how this deceiver can come into the life of a believer, because he gives you what you need at that time. So if the spirit of discernment is not in us and is not controlling us as the children of God, we'll find ourselves falling for this, which is why we need to continue talking about subtle ways that demons come into our lives. Yes, we know of the dramatic ways by going to the sangomas, by going to initiation and so on. Those are dramatic ways that have been known, have been introduced to all of us, and we all know those. But there are these subtle ways that we are not cognizant of, that we are not taking note of, and you will find believers, even the preachers of the gospel, being under the spell of the demons because we are not aware of the subtle ways that the enemy is coming to use so that he can lure us to himself. Remember in Genesis 3, what happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve were in the garden, having been told what to do and what not to do. The enemy came with a sweet speech, asking a simple question, as though he is conversing on a level that they were at. Little did they know that the enemy is able to twist one of the things that you are not familiar with, one of the things that you do not understand, and his spirit become or start capitalizing on the area of your ignorance. Mm. The spirit get hold of that area that you are weak at. And not that at that point sometimes you will be aware of what is happening, but you will be thinking you are still on the right track, but the enemy is using those doors. Mm. And when the devil was asking Eve, has the Lord told you not to eat of the fruit of the tree? And that seemed like a simple question. That seemed like a question that you can answer yourself, because I know about this. But there is a loophole in everything that the enemy does, because his plan is not goodness. His plan is to steal, kill, and to destroy. But it means we as the people of God must know exactly that when he has knocked at your doorstep, he did not come to be your friend. He did not come to make sure that you advance in the kingdom of God. He came to take over. So when he comes, you must use your weapon. You must use what God has given unto you, and you must tremble upon him, because he is a defeated foe already. So when we speak of these spirits in the house of God, we must begin to measure every spoken thing, Brother Ray, by the word of God. We cannot trust what Eve would say to Adam if he has already met with the enemy. So these are the things that we must know, that once you have met with the enemy, things must begin to be checked against the scripture. If there could be signs that you are now not speaking from the realm of the Spirit of God, and there is an influence of the tares in your speech, the influence of the tares in your action and your behavior. So it means everything that must be done from then forth are things that we must begin to weigh and measure by the word of God. It is easy to deal with this if we know the word. It means we need to go back and check how much of the word we have, because it is the light that comes from the word that will be able to measure and to distinguish between these spirits, because sometimes they might come looking similar, because the enemy comes like an angel of light. So when he comes like an angel of light, there are some of the times where you are not going to be aware at the first value that this is the enemy, because he paraded as the angel of light, bringing something that you would desire. But the word of God, which shines brighter than the sun, is able to bring you understanding that this is of God and not of God. Then you can be able to say, this seed is the seed of God, not the tear that has been planted into my garden. So our experiences with God, journeying with God, like Enoch was journeying with the Father, will make us know the voice of the Father. Mm-hmm. So it means when the voice of the enemy would come, we'll immediately deal with it by the word of God, by the knowledge and experience that I know how my Father speaks. So this is not the Spirit of God. This is not the Holy Spirit. This is the demon, because the enemy will always come and knock. It does not matter whether you are a believer or not. He will always take chances. Mm. And most of the areas of that we must be aware of is when we feel strong, because it is in our strength where we sort of put down our guards. And at the end of the day, we find ourselves defeated because we found ourselves stronger at some point in time and in some areas. And the enemy finds that while we think everything is strong about us, and the enemy will make sure that when he gets you, things that he will do to you will not allow you to rise again, simply because he knows when you have risen, what are the things that you are capable of doing when you have the Father on your side. So subtle ways of the enemy as what we must be aware of, because these are the ways that's going to destroy us, because these spirits are always out there to make sure that they find the opportune time. You spoke about the verse when Yahushua had come out of the wilderness in verse 13 of Luke 4. It says the enemy left for a certain time, waiting for an opportune time to come back again. So it means he always looks for an opportunity. We cannot say we are 100% free, but we must always be aware that he will look for a way to come back, because he's a spirit of destruction.
All right, and you can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And what are demons even all about?
Are you starting a business or taking it to the next level? Then it's time to pitch your business. After an exceptional Pitch Your Business competition in 2024, we're doing it again. Together, IM Youth, Radio Pulpit, the Northwest University's Beehive Enterprise Development Center, and TBN in Africa are hosting the third Pitch Your Business competition. Receive vital business training online. Total marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand is up for grabs, as well as in-depth mentorship by the university. To register, complete the registration form on imyouth.co.za or radiopulpit.co.za. Register now. Registration closes on the 31st of May 2025 at midnight. T's and C's apply.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. It is 27 minutes to the hour 8. At about 10 to 8, I will talk to Apostle Shabang of Men on Hope, Men of Hope, to see what is happening. Then at the top of the hour, I am talking to Dr. Jabumbongo, and and Pastor Pudumo, and we are touching on this young men's movement called 5 p.m. It's a powerful launch. It's happening at the top of the hour. In the meantime, what are demons even all about? Let's hear what you say. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Malak, let me bring this to you again. When we talk about this evil spirits, what they are all about, you know, they work with regards to sin. They propagate sin. They push sin. And 1 John 3:8 says, "He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this is the purpose of the Son of the Elohim being manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Now, sins are of the devil. And the Son of the Elohim, Yahuwah, HaMashiach, his work, even now, has destroyed, actually, the devil. And the devil can propagate going further because he has been curtailed by the righteousness poured through the Messiah, the HaMashiach himself. And his demons are aware of that. Hence, they were wailing and saying, "For we know who you are. Let us be, for it is not yet our time. You are the Holy One of the Most High." What's your take?
Shalom, Kyalubokha. I think in this, we go back to the garden.
Yes.
The professor has spoken about Genesis chapter number 3.
Mm.
And going back also to again relate it to Psalm 119, verse 81 to 88, because on top of that paragraph, you find the word that is called tap or kata, right? And that word on its own, it gives us some kind of a picture. One, I also said it is a palm tree or a tree that is in the middle of the garden. Also now, they can call it kap or it can be kapa. When we look at the clothing brand, right? When I look at clothing brand there, the chief sponsor, it's two people that are bafuralani kamekwat.
Yeah.
And it's a man and a woman. So it represents their place at the garden, because now that's where the man and the woman were created. So that is now what letter number 11 says. Hmm. So now, and also, someone online has got 22 paragraphs. This 11 is right in the middle as well. Right? So it becomes letter 11 to show that it was right in the middle of the garden. Now, this word, what it speaks about, there's two things that are there, or that is explained by, it's the hand. It's the hand and it's the mouth.
Yeah.
So the ka is the face, you know?
Mm.
Right? Mm. So it's the hand. And then it's the mouth. Now, which means the deception is going to happen, because now there is Satan is going to convince or to lead a woman. And that's how now she sins.
Mm.
Or that's how she gets deceived. So now it's a place where you either choose to conform to the word of Abba Yahuwah or you give up. That's why I say it's like a T-junction. You either become Kadash or you choose evil. There's only two paths, good or evil. It can't be both. We can't be found in the middle. So it's a choice that we make when these things are presented, as HaShatan presented in the garden to say, "Sire, do I take now? Do I accept what I'm given?" And if you feel like a man, it is quite important, right? So now we have one side would be HaMashiach, one side would be Shatan. So now we have got to follow and make a choice to say between the two, who do we stand with?
Mm.
Right. So it's where we are given that free will to say you are right in the middle, so you have a choice to either go that side or that side. But the one thing rests for sure, you cannot be in between. You have to choose a side. And now, it is now when we start to open the doors, because sometimes re rata di anointing, tsere se itseng di tlhaga ko kae, and we let people touch our heads. We let people anoint us ka di oil, tsere se itseng gore di tswa kae, di tswa kae, and all that, because we want to lead ministries, because there's no discernment. Professor William Dayong. So we just quit to receive everything, because no, we could start from that 2 verses that scripture. So that means, I know it's a good place for us. But until there could be that deceit. So the one who does what is sinful is of the devil. Because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. So from it's in that place in that garden where now he's brought, you know, when everything is started to exist, and then now, okay, let life now continue, be fruitful and multiply. Yeah, now he had a plan to say, now I'm going to choose the side that will rebel against the ways of Abba Yahuwah. And now every work that is of darkness, every work that is against the ways of Abba Yahuwah, every work that is against what Hamashiach stands for, it is of the devil. As now, these demons are busy oppressing, they are busy possessing, they are bringing a struggle, because they bring us to a particular behavior that is not according to how we were made, but it changes our character. Well, so now, which means when you look at, we depart from believing. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. So we depart from believing, right? We're giving heed to the seducing spirits and to the doctrines of demons. Right? So we become valuable, because now there's a thought that is planted in you and say, how bereki? Bona o tsotle ga yang. But you know how guys are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because on a stage. So now you can actually wife away ubereki sendu as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bona go rumuntle yang, and you can make money. And then now the summer politics kicks in, and you're like, hey, and the real wait. It's done. So he always comes and he dangles a carrot. He always comes and he brings a thought. And that thought now is, and it will come at a situation where we are like confused in a way. When we are at our weakness, it's when it shifts. And then that leads us to the fall, because now it wants us to, he wants to remove us from the grace. He doesn't want us to enter the kingdom of Abba Yahuwah. So he will do everything that is possible, knowing that Hanzi, we don't read scriptures, Hanzi, we spend time on social media on things that are not building, not on the word. So we become a house which foundation is lacking. So anytime when the wind comes, we get blown away. And when we stick in the woods, Abba Yahuwah says, Psalm 127 verse 1 says, if Abba Yahuwah did not build a house, then his laborers have labored in vain.
Yeah.
So we need him.
Yeah, I hear you. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. What are demons even all about, man? And let's talk about them. Let's talk about them, what they are all about and what they bring across in our lives. So, bona dumela, hi.
Hi, Pastor Gunjan.
Siyaphila Gunjan Gotha.
Ukhuluma no Jabu Msiza ePretoria.
Jabu Msiza, welcome.
Yes, Pastor in Pretoria is strong. Another 2 people must keep the demons.
Yeah. Hey,
as in Pottery, the demons are ruled by Satan.
Yeah.
You know what was happening here in heaven. Yeah, also with the Ingilosi, Ezangi Tembeko Kunkulunkul. Yaba no mona, and then of course it says in Ingilosi, which you know, Nabavu Vedumbusogan Kulunkul. So there was a war in heaven. So. Aka angels, which is Jesus Christ, why we need it.
Mm.
So Jehovah, waba cast la matimos no Satan, waba letter and shall it. So Jehovah, every time Pastor, we are so nice, we must be careful. The demons in Satan, this is my enemies.
Mm.
And the nanny are my enemies too.
Yeah.
As a matrimony, Pastor, Atangatang is Abantu. As of Jehovah, you can speak with the dead, which is wrong. You can't speak with the dead. Yeah.
Sure.
So, as in the family are torn apart because we're not the moon. But God always warns us not to go to the witch doctors, not to do 1, 2, 3. But they know who the moon is, Jesus is Christ. And that is why we have a chance to put our armor to fight against Satan. Sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. We are going to be doing part two of this. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. There's so much of a confusion about demons. And there are some untruths that demons have perpetuated, which are being taught about demons themselves. Such a deception, you know, and it's perpetuated even throughout. So let's hear from you as to what you say. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Join us on a unique journey to Russia that explores not only the beauty of the land, but also the spiritual heart of the Russian Orthodox tradition. Learn how it lives on in everyday life through magnificent art, music, and architecture, and discover how Christianity survived decades of communism. We visit Moscow, the Golden Ring, and St. Petersburg. This is more than a trip. It's a window into the soul of a remarkable culture. Except for lunches, the tour is all-inclusive and will take place from 8 to 17 September 2025. Visit radiopulpit.co.za for more information.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Let's hear it, Ledwin Dube. Dube Limited.
Jesus.
I think it's a little bit. Yes.
Nyanbinyelela Pastor Ray.
Thank you.
Kanye nama guest ku studio egameni loNkosi Jesu.
Amen.
Pastor Ray, bengicela ukuphuma etopic ini kancane. Kuno ngithole i-call from a gentleman athi ufona aku Radio Pulpit. So kwenzeke ukuthi bekabuza ama personal information something ngakhumbula ku one of your podcast okhuluma indaba yokuthi LDC okhuluma indaba yokuthi bake ba hacker i account yakho so sibe careful so just bengifuna ngimtshela ukuthi ngizokhuluma nawe ngifuna ukwazi nje ukuthi singachubeka because kune information okumele ngimuphe yona. So ufone on Monday efonini enye engasebenzi ngoba bengimuphe ifoni enja inumber enja so bengithi if uyamazi uPatrick uthe uPatrick Masonga nje if uyamazi then akuna nkinga angani athumela information esele through via le number liku WhatsApp then ngizakwazi ukureply back. Okay, ngiyabonga Pastor. And uk-edda i-topic ina namuhla, Pastor, just to be short. Bengibheke ngengadlula kuma YouTube. Then ngabona ama-congregation, ukuphuma ama-video ngathi kuma-2 or 3, angikhumbuli kahle. Bakhomba ama-dance ayenziwako emabandleni. But bokuma-video wase-USA.
Yeah.
So kune dance le bayibiza ukuthi bazibiza ama twerking into zasemhlabeni.
Mm.
Bakhomba angazi umfundisi ro umamfundisi ne dress code yakhona nje.
Mm.
Ayikho right, so some of the spirits sezingena phakathi emabandleni and zitry to deceive abantu abaningi.
Mm.
So I was shocked ukubona into esokuthi singaba mnyama blind ngale ndlela ukuthi se allow certain things ukuthi zenzeke nasemabandleni.
Mm.
Okay, ngiyabonga bafundisi, nibe nosuku oluhle.
I mean, I don't know what that guy was talking about. Bani funa ma number, kabani ubani wetsa in. Ay 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 ay. You see when we have this show, hey, yeah. Mina, I don't talk to anyone outside the show unless it is by the father permitting it. I don't know other shows, you know, in I don't know, but I think also it's about the men's program show. I see many people are calling and looking for me and stuff. So in the shows, you must listen to the phone numbers of the guests who are there. They are the ones you can call. Anyway, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And of course, like I said, we will be also talking to Umfundisi Shabang, I think. Am I correct? Bishop Shabang, yes. We will be touching base with him and so that he can tell us as to what is going on just for a minute. He will tell us what is going on with his program of men. What are they doing? What will they be doing? So, send us your WhatsApps. We will play them even as we wrap up. Let me just advise our guests, since this is part one, we are looking into this. Look, in the book of Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1, Professor, let me give it to you just for a minute and a half. It says, "Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Elohim, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him." Now, our stance with the Father is always opposed by the wicked one at all times and uses demons to oppose that. What's your take, Professor?
Thank you, my brother, for that. I think it is important to know that our position with the Father will always be challenged, will always be opposed. As you say, it does not matter maybe sometimes how spiritual you may feel. Look at the scripture that you have just quoted here. Is that Joshua the high priest was standing before the angel of the Lord. But in that position, on that platform, when he was standing before the angel of the Lord, we are seeing the devil, we are seeing Satan standing opposing him. So it means we must always be aware that the accuser will always come against us. And the Bible in the book of Revelation speak about the same thing, that the accuser of the brethren has been thrown into the world, then war unto us. So it means we need to be very, very careful of what we do and how we do, and be always wise into understanding that these spirits are always here, and their job is to oppose us, oppose the work of God that we do. And the other thing that you've been saying all along, Brother Ray, is that these spirits have a certain kind of knowledge. They are knowledgeable somehow, so we must not think that the demons don't know anything about us, because they are using their way of following us. These are familiar spirits that sort of check on you and know who you are. Look at the scripture in the book of Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 17, when you are finding the demons coming against the sons of Sceva. And what they are saying is, we know Jesus, we know Paul, and who are you? So it means these possess a certain type of knowledge. So you cannot just move blindly with them. You cannot just operate blindly. So if you don't know your stories and your position in the Lord, you might find yourself being swallowed. They can deceive you. They can twist the knowledge that you have about God. So it means when we approach our lives, we must always stick to the word. We must always speak the word. I would rather sound like a broken record speaking the word all the time, because if I don't speak the word, I'll always be found wanting. I would be tricked into my own wisdom and end up being swallowed by the devil. And we find these people trying to do things that are seeing other people are doing, but not being guided by the Holy Spirit, not operating under the influence of the Holy Spirit. So the demons know Yahushai. The demons know how he operates, which is why they even say, why are you coming to torment us before time? So it means we must know better. We must know more of our position in the Lord so that we can be able to stand against the spirit, because they will ask us if we do know who we serve. They will ask us whether we know our Father, our position and our authority. So these are the things that we must know so that we can live a victorious life over them. We can be dominant over their operation.
All right. Malak, just hold a bit for me. Let me talk to the Apostle Happy Shabang just for a minute or 30 seconds to a minute. He's telling us about the event that will be taking place of men. Mfundisi Shabang, sawubona dumela.
Ninjani baba, siphilile ngomusa kaNkulunkulu.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Men of Hope, tell us what is happening in A5.
Men of Hope is hosting a conference at Rehoboth in Manyeveni, White River. We have a conference, annual conference that we always have mid of the year.
Okay.
Where we are going to put together men and talk about issues that affect men.
All right. So it's happening this. So you're inviting men everywhere? Or Guzapela, Abo Men of Hope, or you're inviting everyone?
No, all men are invited, because that is for men. It's not for only members of Men of Hope, because we become members because we want to influence men to go and touch the hearts of men in our country.
Yeah. All right. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And just this minute, Jay, to tell us what is happening. And then next time, we're looking forward to having you on the show that we can talk even far much more about Men of Hope. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Siyabonga. Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you, bye.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. That is Mfundisi Shabang, Men of Hope. And as he said, it's happening this weekend. Now, Malak, let me bring this to you just after a jiffy.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. Iradio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
Right. Take your 2 minutes, Malak, then we wrap it up. Now, this is just important that we know that the devil is the sower of tares. And he basically is working lawlessness day and night. Matthew 13:39 says, "The enemy who sowed the tares is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels." Now, the devil is sowing tares like nobody's business. Take your 2 minutes.
And the tares are the deceptions that we come across.
Yes.
And these are the things that, according to us, we could look at them and they could be so enticing. They may be glitters, but they are not gold. So, which means currency, we're not a witness, because we're about the currency we compare the batu babang, you know, and we want so much in the Ten Commandments, you know. So what happens is that in that, because we've opened the gate, I get it. Like if we were boxers, when to block a so now what are you supposed to use to defend? You know, and then at that time, that is when he comes on the towns. So in him bouncing, it's because of respectable situations inside and outside. So and so has got this car, kitele na skolo, mang mang neke mo pala, look at the car that they drive, or I want to, you know. So it's those doors that we start to open because they would lead us to do wrong things.
Absolutely.
You know, and which means then there's a weakness that comes, and now he comes and he starts to plant, you know. So now we need to be careful, we need to be watchers and to guard and stay in the word, so that even when he changes the word, we know because we read the word.
Okay, I hear you quite well. We have to wrap it up, man. We only left with five seconds. Professor, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We talk again next week.
Thank you, my brother. Blessings to you and your family, and blessings to the Radio Pulpit family and Brother Baruch, in the mighty name of Yahusha. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you so much, Malak.
Amen. Thank you.
We appreciate Malak, and also we talk again the coming week, part two.
No problem. To you, to your family, to Professor Wilson, and his family, and also to the beautiful family of Radio Pulpit. Shalom, Rabbah.
Shalom, Rabbah. And of course, thank you so much for listening through. But we are going through to the third hour. We are doing men's dialogue. I'm talking to Dr. Mbongo and Pastor Pudumo. 5 p.m. is the launch. It's happening even as we speak right now.
Where faith meets life on 657 a.m.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.